There is a second place in the book of Revelation, symbolically representing the impersonation of Christ by Satan. We find that Revelation chapter 13 and verse 11. And I saw another beast coming up out of the earth as opposed to sea. And he had two horns like a lamb. Lamb represents Christ in the book of Revelation. And he spoke as a dragon. The dragon, of course, represents Satan. Notice the horns are lamb-like, but speak as a dragon. How does a dragon speak? The Bible tells us, Revelation 12, verse 9, the great dragon was thrown down, the serpent of old, who is called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. So the devil speaks deception. So here we have a power that rises that is lamb-like, Christ-like, but speaks deception. So here we're talking about a religious entity, are we not? Verse 12, he exercises all the authority of the first beast in his presence. He makes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast whose fatal wound was healed. And he performs great signs so that he even makes fire come down out of heaven to the earth in the presence of men. Now here we're dealing with symbolic prophecy. It's probably not literal fire. What's it talking about? Well, notice the word even makes fire. That means he's carrying deception to a new extent that hasn't been done before. Where in the Old Testament did fire come down from heaven? Well, I can think of several places where God brought fire on altars, but specifically on Mount Carmel, there was a test. There had been 3.5 years of famine, and Elijah was going to bring this to a head. He gathered the people of Israel to Mount Carmel. And there he asked him, who is God? Is it Baal or is it Jehovah, Yahweh? And the people answered, not a word. And then Elijah said, okay, we're going to have a test. We're going to build two altars. Your prophets are going to call for fire on their altar. I will call for fire on God's altar. We'll see who God really is. People said, that sounds fair enough. And so he said, okay, you go first. So the 450 prophets of Baal built their altar, put the sacrifice in the wood, and they began to call on their God. Nothing happened. So Elijah taunted them. Maybe your God is hard of hearing. Maybe he's asleep. Maybe he's on a vacation. So they intensified their prayers and their calls and their hoops and hollers, but nothing worked. So Elijah repaired the altar of God, knelt down, gave a simple prayer, and fire came down from heaven, consumed the wood, the sacrifice, the stones, and the water, and the people said, Jehovah is God. Now let me ask you this question. Do you think that the devil could have had the capacity to make fire come down from heaven? Well, I think he probably could have. So the question is, why didn't he? Obviously, God did not let him. God limited the power of the devil. We talked about limits in an earlier segment. The Bible says that in the last days, he will even make fire come down from heaven. Taking our minds back to Mount Carmel and realizing that God limited the devil, but in the last days, the limits will be removed and the devil will appear as Christ, appear as God, Antichrist. Now, thinking back to Elijah's time, if fire had come down on Baal's altar and you were there, what would you have thought or what would you have said? You see, if we believe our senses, we can be deceived unless God protects us and doesn't allow the devil to deceive. In the last days of Earth's history, God is going to allow the devil to do his greatest trick. As a magician, he has his greatest trick still up his sleeve, the impersonation of Christ by Satan. A time is coming when we will not be able to believe our senses. What we see and what we feel, we cannot believe. We have to rely solely on Scripture. False prophecy is preparing the way for the devil to deceive the world. PastorDennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.